We're at the National Farm Machinery Show. Always good to run with our friends at the Farm Machinery Show. Brad Darty with Ag Spray is with us. And Brad, good to see you guys back. Good to see everybody back at the Farm Machinery Show this year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's nice to be back. I tell you, it's a little different this year. It's definitely glad to be back in person and seeing all the people wandering around. So it feels more like normal.
How's the show going for you this year? Pretty good?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been great. First day was a little bit slower than we had liked. Today has really picked up. I think the rain's keeping people in, so we're going to see. It's about time to start slowing down for the day, so we'll see how the rest of the day pans out. But right now, it's been a great day, so we're looking forward to tomorrow and Saturday. So.
What all did you guys bring up to show off at the show this year?
We brought a little bit of everything. We brought our large applicator and large pull-type sprayer, a few rear mount sprayers, pull-type sprayers, and we got our new Pro UTV unit displayed here in the middle part of the booth. So, and then just a lot of our small transfer systems and things like that. So.
Yeah, so really what farmers, I guess, are looking for on the farm is this a show? Do a lot of people come to this show and say, well, I need to buy this or I need to get this for the farm, or is this just a looking show for you or what?
Yeah, it's a mix. It's a mix. I think people have been checking around for a long time this year, trying to find out who has it, who doesn't, trying to find out lead times, which, as you know, is all over the board right now. So I think right now, especially this year, people are looking to buy from the show, hoping that somebody has it in stock, ready to walk out with it. So decisions have been made. They're just kind of trying to find it. So, yeah.
And that's probably a tough thing for you guys. A lot of what you have, it's already spoken for, I'd say.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's definitely different in the fact that we came to this show this year not having anything really to sell based on, you know, orders that are already in the system. So it's just an overall unique experience this year. So, and just mark that up to everything else. So.
You have a good crew with you here this year, though, it looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. We pull from all over our company for this show. So it's really good to get together with some of the teammates that we don't get to see very often. And it's just a lot of camaraderie at this show. So.
A lot of people may know you're located in Hopkinsville, or of course you're headquartered in Hopkinsville. You have dealerships all over the area.
Yeah, absolutely. We're nationally known. We've got 9 locations across the United States. Of course, our manufacturer facility is out of South Dakota. So we've got a couple of main hubs scattered across the United States, and that's kind of where the majority of our product flows into those areas, and then we can distribute it out. Just logistically, it makes sense for us as a company.
How's your supply line this year? Everything holding pretty steady there, or are you seeing some challenges out there on the supplies?
Yeah, there's definitely challenges. I think having the 9 locations, I think it's allowed us to be a little bit more effective. There's obviously challenges, and it always tends to be the small items that hold things up. So there's a lot of frustrations, and it seems like it's a daily struggle, but overall as a company, I think we're poised well to head it on. So we've been effective so far.
Brad, I know you guys here in the North Wing, going to be here through the rest of the Farm Machinery Show. People want to come by and see you. They can't miss your sign. It's easy to find you here.
That's right. Yeah, booth 4796. I look forward to seeing everybody. Hopefully everybody gets out and enjoys it.
Brad Darty with Ag Spray with us. We're on WKDZ, and of course, we're at the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville.